too much.
All right. And on the first of the month, the bill is, you have to pay a bill, you'd say on the first of the month, the bill is...
It's high.
Or due, if you have to pay it.
Yeah.
When it comes, if you borrow some money, you know, you'd say that then it, the note at a certain time, the note comes...
The note comes due, I guess you don't have the money.
Yeah, okay. And if you, due is the word I meant. If you belong to a club, you might have to pay your... Pay.
Dues.
Yeah. And if you don't have enough money, you might have to...
Borrow it.
Yeah. And in the 30s, money was... If there isn't much of something, say...
I don't guess there's very much money there.
Yeah. The idea, but you, when, at a time like that, when there isn't much money, you'd say money is awfully...
Scarce.
And if a child is going swimming, it's before he went into the water, he...
He dives in.
Yeah, yesterday he...
He dives in the water.
Yeah, and to do that on your stomach, you know, just to, like in a creek, you see kids jumping in the water flat on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that kind of a dive?
I don't know.
Or... on a sled, you know, or when a kid's going down a hill on a sled and lands, has a small sled. Did you do much of that in the when you were children?
Mm-hmm.
Playing in the snow? There's a good bit of snow, isn't there?
Oh, you ride it. Yeah, we rode in the snow on sleds.
But not coasting down hills.
Yeah, we coast down the hills, but it gets slick. You didn't coast very much.
Uh-huh.
You'd fly.
Uh-huh. These are awfully big hills, I can't imagine.
Back over where we lived was.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a place that we made sliding boards and mm-hmm. slide down in the... We'd get pine needles, you know, and put in the road and slide down in them pine needles.
I see.
Oh, it'd be as slick as they could be.
There wasn't even... Without snow, you mean?
We'd get boards, you know, and put a place here to put our feet and a place back here to see it.
Uh-huh.
And then just go right on.
And that was on the...
Just pine needles.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. During the summer months, for instance.
Then in the wintertime, we'd ride in the snow.
Uh-huh. And if a small child got down on the floor and turned over like this, you'd say he turned a...
Somerset.
And he, after he dived in the water, he, across the lake, he...
He swam across the lake.
All right. And if he has already...
Swim across the lake.
All right. And if you went to the store to a store and the grocer or the store owner gave you a bonus or gift when a purchase is made or when you paid your bill, you might call that little gift a... You know, like you might throw in a little something extra when you buy something.
I don't know what you call it.
You know what I mean, though, but.
Yeah.
Like if you bought some cookies or something like that, it just gave you a couple more.
A little extra, I guess.
All right. And if someone was swimming and he went down for the third time, you'd say he was...
Grounded.
All right. Yesterday he...
Yeah, he drowned.
All right. And a baby gets down on all fours and does this across the floor.
He's crawling.
All right. And a boy goes up a tree and say yesterday he...
He climbed a tree.
All right. And many times he has...
Climbed a tree.
All right. Did your parents probably use something else? They wouldn't say climbed. What did they say?
They'd say he climbed a tree.
All right. They never said climb, though.
No, never said climb.
All right. And if a child got down, would you ever use climb? Is that...
Yes, I have.
Yeah. If you get down behind a little child gets down behind a chair, you know, and it mm-hmm. comes up, you know, and what might he say?
He'd bump his head.
He's playing a trick on you.
Oh.
You come into the room and he